This is John Batchelor. Good evening. Tonight, my conversation with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College turns on a meeting in Brazil in these last days, Belém, Brazil, by the leaders of the eight nations that include the Amazon borders. Brazil always comes to mind as the Amazon, but it touches so many other nations, from Venezuela all the way down to Peru, that the challenge of the Amazon is diffused throughout the continent. Maybe that's part of the problem, but then again, these leaders are looking at the problem of deforestation, of illegal gold mining and plunder of the environment, and especially of the fate of the indigenous people. Brazil has recently identified the indigenous population in Brazil in the Amazon, not at less than 1 million, but at near 2 million. In addition, I learned that illegal gold mining is not just in Venezuela, along the edges of that rogue state, but also Peru, which is a country that's gone through turmoil. But 46,000 illegal miners are said to be plundering the Amazon waterways, leaving the poison of mercury, which is a byproduct of all of this exploration, into the environment. There are nearly 4 billion trees in the Amazon. It's a neotropical forest, meaning it dates not only to several thousand years ago, but to millions of years ago, probably a product of the asteroid that struck what is now Central America, burning down the forest that was there all over the world, and then up pops the neotropical forest. As mammals developed into us, the neotropical forest developed into the Amazon. It also helps the earth breathe. I also speak tonight to Colonel Jeff McCausland, not only about the battlefield and the drones, but also about the escalation of the war outside the battlefield. We get news that Poland is sending not 1,000 requested by the border guard, but 2,000 combat troops to the border between Poland and Belarus. Why? Because Lukashenko, the dictator of Belarus, has made threats in the course of his conversation about inviting the Wagner group to his country. There's said to be some 8,000 of them bivouacked in Belarus. He said he's trying to hold them back, or he's had to hold them back from attacking Poland. These are not soldiers. The Wagner group, old-fashioned, would have been pirates. New-fashioned, they're cutthroats, they're thieves, they're bullies. They don't fight combat in Africa. They murder, they steal gold and diamonds, and they deal with the worst governments. And we can't expect any better of the Wagner group that's in Belarus right now. These are not men who acknowledge the rules of engagement in combat. They are an extreme threat to civilization, and Poland is right to respond effectively. Also, the battlefield extends now to the grain deal collapsed in the Black Sea. Mr. Erdogan of Turkey is presenting a possibility of a new grain deal, maybe as a basis for a peace talks. The Ukraine conflict continues nevertheless. And what we're seeing right now is no breakthrough by Ukraine, no breakthrough by Russia, a slug match, not unlike the first war. Later on tonight, I also speak at length with Victor Davis Hanson about his essay at American Greatness, about what's happened to the campuses of the United States. It is extremely perilous for professors to speak in any fashion that is dissenting from what is presumed to be the conventional wisdom of young people. The allegations are thrown out. The investigations can lead to a professor who has spent his or her whole life developing the skills to be in front of that classroom, thrown out of the classroom. It's an unfortunate turn in America. It's not about the First Amendment. It's not about free speech. It's about silencing. It's about denouncing. And it's being played out by many, many young people who, when they're mature in 20, 30, or 40 years, will reflect with regret at having participated in such action. It's not a large number of people do it, but they get a lot of attention, and that supports denunciations. I'm John Batchelor. Enjoy the rest of the show. Good night.